The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program, The Challenges of Youth. Yes, in this program, we discuss the various challenges that young people do face, as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. Alhamdulillah. So, do stay tuned for today's topic of discussion. It's one that's very interesting. However, before we get to that topic of discussion, let's remind ourselves of the benefits that we receive when we recite salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah azza wa jal. This is a beautiful wazifa for us to attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is recitation of salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And today's topic of discussion is building a functional home. Yes, building a functional home. This is a challenge that many young people out there do face and remember and take note. I didn't say house, we said home. Yes. Because indeed, a home is even more important than just the physical structure. And that's what we're going to get to within a short while. First, let's listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after the kalam, we'll be back with today's topic of discussion, ready to unpack it with you. Stay tuned, enjoy the kalam, and we will be back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
یہی بولے سدرا والے چمنے جہاں کے تھالے سبھی میں نے چھان ڈالے تیرے پائے کا نہ پایا تجھے یک نے یک بنایا تجھے یک نے یک بنایا تجھے یک نے یک بنایا تیرے خلق کو حق نے عظیم کہا تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شہا تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم ادا کی قسم ادا کی قسم
دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
مکے رہن والے مدینے جان والے مکے رہن والے مدینے جان والے تھڈے کھان والے نو سینے لان والے ٹھڈے کھان والے نو سینے لان والے تیرے باجو ڈگے آنو کوئی نہیں سنبھال دا تیرے باجو ڈگے آنو کوئی نہیں سنبھال دا
لب کے لے آم کتھو سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آم کتھو سونا تیرے نال دا
اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہیں ایسا نہیں کوئی تیری آتے صفت دا کوئی بھی حساب نہیں تیری آتے صفت دا کوئی بھی حساب نہیں تو تے کتھے تیرے غلاما دا جواب نہیں تو تے کتھے تیرے غلاما دا جواب نہیں حورانو تو روپ ونڈے حبشی بلال دا حورانو تو روپ ونڈے حبشی بلال دا
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو شیدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا شیدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
اشارے سے چاند چیر دیا چھپے ہوئے خور کو پھیر لیا گئے ہوئے دل کو اثر کیا یہ تاب و توان تمہارے لیے کر کے دعا سونا سورج نو موڑ دا کر کے دعا سونا سورج نو موڑ دا آپے چن توڑ دا تے آپے چن جوڑ دا آپے چن توڑ دا تے آپے چن جوڑ دا بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لجپال دا کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لجپال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا ہوکا دیواں تیرے میں سچے پیارا دا ہوکا دیواں تیرے میں سچے پیارا دا جیوندا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا جیوندا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا ہاں منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نام سال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نام سال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
Subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every time we listen to his blessed praises, we feel so close to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We wish to be in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara and in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This love should drive us towards loving and following the blessed sunnah of that blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who you and I love so very much. May Allah azza wa jal keep us upon his blessed sunnah. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now today's topic of discussion, building a functional home. Yes, in today's time, things seem to have changed quite a bit. There was a time when the home was a place of sukoon. The home was a place of serenity when laughter could be heard from homes, when people would look towards the home and smile. People would think of home and smile. But unfortunately, we've moved towards a time when arguments have become louder than the laughter or the happiness of the home. There was a time when respect was naturally given without being demanded. But unfortunately, in many homes across the globe, we are facing the condition of respect having to be demanded in order for it to be given, if it is given at all. Yes, it's the same house, the same family, the same people, yet hearts feel like strangers unto each other. What went wrong? What changed so much? The husband walks in, no salam, no smile, no greeting, no welcome. The wife speaks, but she feels unheard. She feels unappreciated. She feels unseen. Children are present, but they are emotionally absent. They are lost in their screens. They are lost in their phones. They are not seen in the home as well. There was a time when families would sit together for dinner. Now we find in many homes people sitting and eating separately at their separate times. We are unfortunately living in a state where people have bigger houses but smaller hearts. Yes, we are living in a state where internet connection is very fast, but we have weak connections between ourselves. Yes, the sad reality is homes are breaking. Homes are breaking, but not because of the lack of wealth. There is actually an influx of wealth as compared to previous times. But there is a lack of character within homes. There is a lack of character within families. Today's program is not to break us, but to build us. Not to look down on someone, but to introspect and see what can we do to uplift ourselves and to uplift our families, to rekindle the relationship that we once had or we dreamed of having, to reunite and build that bond stronger than before. Yes, it lies on roles. Yes, it is supported by responsibilities. Yes, we all have a share in it. Pointing fingers at one person or the other is not going to solve the problem. What we need instead is to reform ourselves, is to reform our families, to bring ourselves and our families back to the prophetic way, the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because therein lies our success. Therein lies our happiness. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us about how we should be towards our families? What should be our state within and towards our families? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, khayrukum li ahlihi, the best amongst you are those who are best to his family. Wa ana khayrukum li ahli, and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I am the best towards my family. Subhanallah azza wa jal. So that's the pointer that we have, that it's not about how much you earn. It's not about what's your status in society that makes you the best. It's how you treat your family. It's how you are with your family. It's how you empower your family. It's how you hold that family together. They are an amana for us. They are a trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and we will be questioned about that. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that every one of us will be questioned regarding our flock. Our families are our flock. Dealing with them needs to be dealing with rahmah. Too many a times, people think I need to control my family completely. But we need to show kindness, not an iron fist. Yes, we might be firm from time to time, but with softness, with kindness, whilst they realize that whatever we are trying to do is for their benefit. We need to be emotionally available and present for our families. And these are the roles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. If we just break down some of the roles, some of the characteristics that each of us should have. If there's a husband in the home, if there's a father in the home, so what is his role? What is his responsibility? Many a times the menfolk think that my responsibility is to bring income into the home, and the home functions on that income naturally. However, is that the end of the responsibility? Answer is no. That's not the end of the responsibility. Bringing presents for your family is not worth as much as your presence with your family. Yes, bringing presents with a T for your family is not worth as much as presents with a C. among your family members, we need to be there. We need to give them the emotional support that they require. We need to give them the tarbiyah, the training, the Islamic training that they do require. Respect is not a one-way street. Respect is a two-way street. Yes, as much as the family should respect the father, the wife should respect the husband. But how is it that they are going to learn that? How is it that they are going to see that if we do not practically demonstrate that? We need to demonstrate respect. We need to teach children via our actions, via our ways, via our presence, what it is to give respect, to feel respected, to live in a respectful environment. So that's the big question. When people say, my children don't respect me, then the question is, have we taught them respect? Sometimes people will say, yes, indeed, I've taught them respect. I've told them you must respect me. And how far did that get anyone? Just telling the children that they should respect the parents. Children learn respect by seeing respect. Parent shows respect to the child, and thus the child returns that respect to the parents. Because children learn by seeing. They are such beings that they are not just instructed and then things fall into their character. No, things become part of their character because they see it every day. Children, more often than not, in today's time, we find them throwing tantrums, having fits of anger. And why is this? Many a times it might be because the parents don't know how to control their own anger. When their egos are hurt, then they become very angry. And that anger is then expressed in ways that are not suitable for children to absorb and then to react or emulate. Yes, children emulate what they see their parents do. And so, if a child is going to see that when father gets angry, he behaves in a very rough, violent way, words that are not suitable leave his mouth, actions that are not suitable are seen connected to his presence, then the child takes that as a license that yes, when I get angry, then I can also behave in the same way. People think that whilst the child is 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, the parents are still young, they think that I will teach the child how to react when they are angry at a later stage, but they are absorbing, they are like sponges, absorbing everything from that young age, from that tender age, they are absorbing and they are going to emulate that one day. And therefore, we need to lead by example. We need to show them what it is to be a good human being. Show them what it is to be a good Muslim. And that is what a father, a husband should do. He should lead by example. He should lead the home spiritually. He should lead the home with salah, in deen. He should create the environment that he wants his family to be in. And that is why we are not discussing building a functional house. No, we will leave that to the engineers, to those in construction. They know well how to build houses. Today, our focus is building a functional home. And that home is built on people's character, on their characteristics, on their akhlaq, on how it is that they behave in good times and in bad times. So as we discussed for a husband, for a father, how he should be, so the wife and the mother also have their roles as well in building that functional home, in ensuring that the home is that nest in which the family, the children all feel safe, they feel comfortable, they feel respected. Children need to know what it is like to feel respected, what it is like to feel appreciated. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Children from a young age would do a little, would do this and that, would try to help, would try to be part of the family and assist the parents on those little steps. It's important that they see appreciation, or else how would they know that what they are doing is good, is right? Yes, when a child tries to assist, sometimes they just make a big mess. But we need to look at the intention behind it. Why are they doing what they're doing? They're doing so because they want to lighten our burdens. Yes, sometimes it makes it a little heavier. It might make our burdens a little heavier. However, we need to look at what is leading to their actions. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, if it is love, if it is care, if it is the effort to try to please their parents, then that is something that we need to welcome. The mother of the house, the wife of the house, whether or not she be a mother, is a means of sukoon in the home. Yes, she's the environment builder. She's the glue that holds it all together. She is the one that makes the home a palace. And therefore, many say that the wife is the queen of the house because she is what makes it a palace. When you take that out, then it is very difficult to have a home built without a lady, built without a wife, built without that female that holds it all together, that makes everyone feel safe, that makes her husband feel that his dignity is protected. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, she is the height of patience, the height of hikmah. She knows how to handle the situations of the home with wisdom, keeping everyone happy and taking care of everyone's emotion. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Yes, many women folk might feel that this is a lot that I have to live up to. But know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed these characteristics naturally within you. And so your every little step is guided by mercy. Your every little step is guided by feeling, by emotion, which makes people feel welcomed, which nurtures the home. Yes, children are nurtured by the softness and the kindness of the mother. The entire home is nurtured by the softness and kindness of a wife, of a mother, of an honorable lady who leads that home. It might seem like she's not leading from the front. However, she is leading at the heart of that entire home. She is the control panel of that entire home. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, have we not seen that when the wife or the mother of the home is upset, the entire household is uneasy. No one is at ease. Why are they not at ease? Not because of fear, but naturally the control panel, the center, the heart of the home being in a state of gabrahat, uneasiness, makes the entire home feel uneasy. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Do we see the importance of the role of that personality, of that lady that is at the heart of the home, that is holding all together? And salute to those Islamic sisters who are holding their families together with or without appreciation. They don't stop. They don't take a break. They don't take a holiday. Yes, many menfolk out at work do have their breaks. They have their holidays. They have their leave. But when did you see a wife taking leave from her duties? When did you see a mother taking leave from her duties? A mother is a mother 365 days a year on the Gregorian calendar, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months a year. And subhanallah, it goes on and on. Without taking a complete break from responsibilities for 3 weeks or 4 weeks a year. No, every time the children call, she is there to hear the call. Every time her husband calls, she is there to hear the call. And it extends even further. Every time her brothers and sisters call, she is there to hear and to respond to their calls, to assist them, to be the emotional support and the emotional glue that holds everything together. And yes, without a doubt, there are still children in many homes, and they too are an integral part of the home, of keeping the home a happy place, a place of laughter, a place of smiles, a place of joy, a place that one wants to call home. But the children too need to also play their part within a home. And how is it that they can play their part in ensuring that the house is actually a home, that it's a functional home? Number one, love and respect. Love and respect, they go hand in hand. As much as children love their parents and they love their parents to bits, they need to respect their parents. Without showing respect to the elders within the home, there is no way that that home can be a good functional home. And therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us that perfect balance. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that he is not from amongst us who doesn't show mercy to the young and respect to the elders. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. If we want to be from amongst those who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called his own, Subhanallah, what is it that we need to do? We need to show mercy to our youngsters. We need to show respect to our elders. So demanding respect without showing mercy is not suitable. And demanding mercy without showing respect is also not suitable. This is a message for all the youngsters, the young people, the children of homes. Please ensure that you show respect to your elders. And a message to all the elders at home. Please ensure that you show mercy, kindness, rahmah to those who are the younger ones in your home. Perhaps weaker than us, or perhaps younger than us, whatever it be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who show mercy to others. Children in today's time, unfortunately, and I'm not painting all with the same brush, many a times, children have this feeling of entitlement, and this too does not create a good functional home. We need to switch, we need to swap those feelings of entitlement for feelings of gratitude. It's not that we are entitled that our parents give us all that we have, it is their kindness through which they give us so much that we do have. Alhamdulillah. When last did we say Jazakallah? When last did we say thank you? We need to be heard uttering these words. We need to be giving smiles of gratefulness, words of gratefulness to say that I know you didn't have to go the extra mile, but you did. And Alhamdulillah, I'm grateful for it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for it. Recognize the sacrifice of the parents. Recognize the sacrifice of the elders. And in return for all of their sacrifices, for all of the kindness, for all of the times they go the extra mile, they are worthy of our obedience. As long as their requests are within the boundaries of Sharia, we should be obeying them. If a father asks the son to do something, or the daughter to do something, or the mother asks the son or the daughter to do something, up to even if the elder siblings request something within the boundaries of Sharia from their younger siblings, then we should oblige. We should obey them. We should listen to them. We should respect them. These are things that draw their mercy towards us. Let it never be such that a parent asks for a glass of water and a child says, fetch it yourself. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That is not the teaching of Islam. If a parent wants a glass of water, a child should feel that before my parent utters it, let me have it there. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, this sort of kindness, this sort of love, this sort of obedience, this sort of seeking the happiness of one's parents is going to bring barakah in our lives. When parents, elders raise their hands and make dua, or even just issue, utter a dua from the depths of their heart for their young ones, for their children, Allah Azza wa Jal readily accepts those beautiful duas. And so, if children have this in mind, that I want to receive the du'as of my parents, then they will strive. They will do whatever it is that they can. They will compete with each other as to who is going to get the du'a of our mother, who is going to get the du'a of our father. And subhanallah azza wa jal, they will do those things which naturally cause du'as to leave their hearts for their children. And they will receive those du'as which will build their lives, which will open their opportunities. For those children out there who still have their parents with them, it's your chance to get their du'as. You are going to get it with love. You are going to get it with respect. You are going to get it with obedience. Ensure that you fulfill these obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to you as a means of your betterment. To the fathers out there, to the mothers out there, to the children out there who work together to build functional homes, to build good environments, may Allah bless you. May you continue in your efforts. And for those who lacked in their responsibilities, Alhamdulillah, you are still breathing. Allah has still given you a chance. The fact that you are still alive and still listening to these words, you still have the opportunity. Be the best husband you can. Be the best father you can. Be the best wife you can. Be the best mother you can. And be the best children that you can. A home is not about the structure. It's not about how big the house is. It's not about what fancy materials are used or how solid the structure is, or how beautiful or strong the furniture is. No, a home is built on the people who live in that structure, people who reside in that structure, their hearts, their minds, their character, their links with each other, their love between themselves, their obedience and respect to their elders, and their mercy to their young ones. This is what holds a family together. This is what builds a functional home. May Allah grant us the tawfiq to act upon the good that we've learned. Ameen bi jahi khatam al-nabiyyin. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.